morning. Time again for another edition of Moments of Melody. A missionary in Africa, after a long search, was unable to find the word Savior in the language of a primitive tribe with which he was working. Realizing how necessary it was for him to be able to translate this all-important term, he prayed about it. Sometime later, he was listening to one native tell another how he had been attacked by a lion and miraculously delivered. Suddenly, he realized that the word that they were using was a new one to him, but which would meet his need. Seizing upon the word, he immediately preached the gospel to the man who had been saved from the lion's mouth. After a while, the man's face lit up with spiritual joy as he said, "Master, I understand now what you've been trying to tell us about these moons. Jesus died to save us from sin and the bands of Satan." And from that hour, the native knew the joy of salvation. The missionary is quoted as saying, "I have dwelt 4 years practically alone in the jungle of Africa. I've been 30 times stricken with fever, 3 times attacked by lions, and several times by a rhinoceros. I've been ambushed by natives. For 14 months I've never seen a piece of bread, and I've eaten everything from ants to rhinoceros flesh. But I would gladly go through the whole thing again if I could have the joy of bringing the word Savior to light in other dialects, so that it could be flashed into the darkness that envelops many tribes in Africa."
Lo, in a manger, dear little stranger, Jesus the wonderful Savior was born. There was none to receive him, none to believe him, none but angels were watching that morn. Dear little stranger slept in a manger, no downy pillow under his head, but with the poor he slumbered secure, the dear little babe in his bed.
The dear little babe.
The most important time of this short program comes right now, and we urge you to stop for a moment and listen to the Sacred Scriptures. We're reading from the excellent translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, The Gospel According to Dr. Luke. In the same country, there were shepherds awake in the fields, keeping night watches over their flocks. And all at once an angel of the Lord came and stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, so that they were overcome with fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Behold, the news I bring you is good news of a great rejoicing for the whole people. This day in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, no other than the Lord Christ. This is the sign by which you are to know him. You will find a child still in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Then, sudden, a multitude of the heavenly army appeared to them at the angel's side, giving praise to God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, and peace on earth to men that are God's friends." Yes, his name is Savior. He came to save his people from their sins. Have you trusted him as your Savior?